Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws us to you.
Father, thank you for your blessing today, for guiding us, for helping us. We are glad. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Now, I believe that God is giving us a series of victories. Amen. And so, I want us to bind the devil. Why do I want us to bind the devil? Because many things are going on in the spirit to prevent your rising. Amen. Let's look at Isaiah 60. Arise and shine. Say, my rising. So when I say your rising, I'm speaking about something very biblical. Because he says, arise. Arise. And what? Shine. So your rising. Your rising. And your shining. Whether you know it or not, your rising and your shining is resisted constantly. Are you understanding? Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. So God's will for you is what? Rising, to rise, and his will for you is shining, or to shine. His will for you is for you to be shining, and his will for you is for you to be rising. So shining and rising are your destiny.
Amen.
Amen. Now, in what context are you expected to rise and to shine? Rising and shining. Say, I'm rising.
I'm
shining.
I'm rising.
And I'm shining. Amen. Now, in what context are you expected to arise and to shine? Or is this rising, is your rising going to take place and your shining? Verse 2. It says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. So when we say, in what context, in what state, or are you going to do well? In what context is that going to be? Right? It is a context of darkness covering the earth. Gross darkness, the people. And of course, darkness stands for difficulty and problems. So your shining and your rising is going to be in an environment where there is difficulty. You know, one of the things that is not wise to say is to say that the former days were better. Oh, things were better and easier some time ago. Recently, I met with some missionaries that we have in Zimbabwe. And I told them, don't wish that you were in another country. A country like where? Like Europe. A European country. Because it's so difficult in Zimbabwe today. There's no money. There are no jobs. So they don't have a currency to say that, oh, this is the money for this country. And there are no jobs. All right? But if you go to, as a missionary, to Norway or to Denmark, you'll see that, oh, yes, they have money. But nobody wants to hear about God. And equally, you may find out where you could have 100 people in Zimbabwe, you have only 3 people, of which 2 will leave next week. So stop wishing you were somewhere else and start recognizing that your rising and your shining are always taking place in the midst of darkness. There's nothing like rising in the midst of everything is cool. Nowhere is cool. You know? One day, you see a goat, when a goat is sweating, you never see that the goat is sweating. It looks normal. I don't often watch my own videos. And I don't listen to myself preaching. But I don't often watch myself on the video. But occasionally, when I have the chance to see like a documentary or something about maybe a crusade or something that we did some time ago, when I see myself, the only thing that I think about when I'm watching the video is the trouble that I was having at the time. Are you with me? Yes. That's the only thing I think about. And if you like, if you ever have a chance, you can ask me if I will answer that what trouble was I having at this time? And you'll be amazed. But I don't think I'll tell you. Because you think you know things, but you don't know things. It's true. So your shining is coming on. Amen. And your rising is also coming on. Amen. But it is going to come on in the midst of great darkness. Now, if you look at the ministry, even our church, and under what circumstance has this church been built? Under good circumstance? No. I would say that each successive government has further destroyed the country since we had independence. Each government has destroyed the country a little more, if you are honest. It's almost as though we cannot do things. We cannot build the roads. We cannot develop anything. And every government which comes says that the other people who were there before have used all the money, and the price of cocoa has gone down, and the price of oil has gone down, and the bond of this has done that. They use a lot of words and so on. It's all, I mean, look, after some years, you can't always be giving these reasons. I mean, it's been a long time. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't blame people much after some time. So, I mean, the context of the church has always been darkness. And your life will always be in the context of darkness. And darkness means difficulty. Why do I say difficulty? If I ask you to run from here to here and it is totally dark, will it not be more difficult than if it's in daylight and I say run from here to there? You can know, you pass here, go here, go here, go here, and you get there. But once it's dark, then before you realize injuries, hurt, falling over chairs, crashing into people, running into poles, touching electric wires. You don't know what's going to happen to you by the time you get from here to here in darkness. So darkness means difficulty. I hope I'm making myself clear. Turn to Zechariah. Oh, I like the shining. But look at verse 3 before you turn to Zechariah. Isaiah 60 and verse 3. What does it say? It says, the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Wow. The Gentiles shall come to thy light. It means that when you start shining, your light will be noticed. People will take notice of you as you shine for Jesus. Amen. How many are excited that people are going to take notice of you? Gentiles shall come to thy light and to the brightness of thy rising. Hallelujah. So, our prayer topic today is binding the resistance. You know, the name of the devil, Satan. How can you have such a name? It means the resister. Someone who resists, you know. So as I'm trying to build a church and preach the gospel, there's resistance. It's not just working. No. That's why I like to send people as missionaries to try and build a little something. They come back loving me more. They say, what you have been able to do is amazing. But before you start trying, you think that everything is easy. Just stand there, don't work, just open a verse and read it, and just be talking. It's very easy. Are you with me? Now, Zechariah chapter 1, verse 7. Now, whenever you read, hello, are you there? Are you with me as I'm talking? Are you sure? Is what I'm saying interesting to you? Yes. Now, whenever you read the Bible, and any of these prophets, Zechariah, Hosea, Isaiah, don't try to understand everything. That's your problem. Don't try to understand it like it's English. You get it? If you try, you see that you never like anything from the Old Testament. Try to just understand snippets. A little bit here and a little bit there. And you'll be okay. All right? Because it is intentionally mystical to keep out those who are not going to dig deep and look for revelation. Mr. Man outside, are you with me? Straight ahead, I see you there, right there. Hello, wave at me. Yeah, are you with me? Okay. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 7. Now, on the 24th day of the 11th month, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, the son of Iddo. Now, what did he see? He says, I saw by night, okay, and behold, a man riding on a red horse. Wow. And he stood among the metal trees that were in the bottom. And behind him, there were red horses, speckled and white. Then I said, my Lord, what are these? And the angel talked with me, said, I'll show you what these be. And the man that stood among the metal trees answered, these are they whom the Lord hath sent to walk to and fro through the earth. And they answered, the angel of the Lord that stood among the metal trees and said, we have walked to and fro through the earth, and behold, the earth sitteth still and is at rest. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which thou hast had indignation these 70 years, which is 70 years? How long will you not have mercy? Everybody say, Lord, how long will you not have mercy? And the Lord answered the angel that talked with me with good words and comfortable words. So the angel that communed with me said unto me, cry thou, saying, thus says the Lord, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. I am very sore displeased with the heathen that are at ease. For I was a little displeased and they helped forward the affliction. Now, first of all, I just want you to see in verse 7, what are these? It says, these are they which the Lord has sent to walk to and fro through the earth. So there are things walking around. Huh? Hey! That we don't see. You see, these horses and spirits, most animals have their counterpart in the spirit realm. You can hardly find one animal that is not mentioned as a spiritual animal in the Bible. You can hardly find one animal that is not mentioned as a spirit animal in the Bible, like these horses. They're going all over the earth. The horses, if you remember in Revelations, I think chapter 4, it said, one of these, and I saw a horse, a pale horse, and the rider was death. And I saw another horse, and the rider of this horse was Revelations chapter 6, a pale horse, you know, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill. Now, this horse is not a physical horse. We have horses. I don't know any horse which can cross the quarter of the earth. Even a plane cannot cross. And this horse has a rider, and the name of the rider is Death. And if you look at Revelation 6, let's say verse 5, it's probably seen the third seal, and I saw a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And verse 6, and I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, a measure of wheat for a penny, which means that things are very expensive. You know, it's very difficult to buy something. A lot of economic problems. So you see economic problems. You know, when you look at Ghana, you can't even explain our difficulties. You know, I was in Uganda. It's the most literate African country, apparently, or the most English-speaking country. They've never touched O-level and A-level. They have O-level and A-level in the country. More people speak. We didn't find that in all the countries we went to. They can't speak English. But this one, if you speak English, they can understand. Uganda, the whole country. So many schools, Catholic schools, Saint this, Saint that, Saint this, Saint Thomas, every saint is there. And they have a school for every saint. And you know, the government that you've had, let's always talk about another country. Let's not talk about us. So let's talk about, let's say, another country like Zimbabwe is better. A penny, what did he say? I heard a voice saying, a measure of wheat for a penny. And a measure, three measures of barley. We don't understand it, but look at what it's costing. You know, when you hear a pound, some time ago it was a lot of money. When John Wesley died, he asked that £1 should be given to everybody who carries his coffin. £1 to everybody. And only beggars should carry his coffin. He wanted only beggars to carry his coffin. Are you with me?
Yes.
So £1, one penny, it's a lot of money to just buy some small wheat. So it probably explains the financial problems. Are you with me? Yes. There's a horse somewhere riding around causing problems with a rider. If you start to deal with the spirits, your life, you are going to start seeing some changes. Amen. They will drop one by one. Amen. In your life. Amen. One after the other. The enemy will drop. Amen. Yes. You see, some of the demons are so waiting. They never mention our name. Never mention our names. Huh? But we are going to mention their names. That is resisting your rising. Yes. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Wow. Look at verse 16 quickly. Beautiful. How many are enjoying these prophetic teachings? Don't try to understand everything. Try to understand just a part. Just like your phone. You understand most of the things on your phone. You just understand a few things and it works for you. When you try to understand everything, physics and so on, you see that you are not good at science. Just use the phone like that. Now, verse 16, thus says the Lord, I am returned to Jerusalem with mercies. God is coming to you with mercies. My house shall be built in it, says the Lord of hosts. So God is building his house, and God has returned to you with mercies. Now, verse 17, beautiful. Cry yet saying, thus says the Lord, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. Wow. Through prosperity, the cities of God will be spread abroad. Listen, prosperity is spiritual. Then I lifted up my eyes and I saw. And behold, he had already seen these horses. So, and he saw four horse horns. Four horns. Hey. So I said to the angel that talked with me, what are these? Are you watching Zechariah chapter 1 verse 19? And he said, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Hey, how can a horn scatter a country? So the horn represents something that can scatter people and scatter nations. Whatever is scattering your money and scattering your life, in Jesus' name today, by this prayer we are about to pray, it is destroyed in Jesus' name. Now, verse 20. And the Lord showed me four carpenters. Verse 21. You see, these are spiritual things. Then I said, what are these carpenters? Is it normally you would have said a carpenter is coming to make a wardrobe, is coming to roof a house, is coming to build some scaffolding, is coming to make furniture? No, but he said, no. These are the horns, all right, which scattered Judah so that no man did lift up his head. Remember, I was talking about your rising. So it's like when you want to rise, then something pushes you down. Today is the beginning of your rising in Jesus' name. It says, these are the horns which have scattered Judah so that no man did lift up his head. But these, that is the carpenters, have come to fray them and to cast out the horns of the Gentiles which lifted up their horn over the land of Judah to scatter it. Can you change the version, please? Can you changer le version? Okay. Now, these are the crafts that have come to terrify them and throw them down. These throw down these horns of the nations who lifted up their head. All right? So the craftsmen have come to terrify them and throw them down. Change the version again, please. What version do you give us? Change it, please. All right. To throw down the horns of the nations who lifted up their horns against. You see, so these are the horns which have scattered Judah so that no one lifts up his head. Now, how can it be that you can't lift up your head? Huh? Anytime God wants to raise you, then somebody is using a langa-langa. Do you know langa-langa? It's used for weeding. So when your head is coming up, now, hey, you also go down. When you are trying to rise, so it's like there is a weeding person using a langa-langa to make sure that you stay down. Today marks the end of all those horns in your life in the name of Jesus. How many have sensed that like you were coming up, then something made you go down? You were coming up, then something made you go down. You people, I want you to believe in prayer. There is somebody here, the Lord, I believe, is telling me that you must spend 4 hours praying. on this topic that I've given. I've spent some time giving you the topic to try to make you understand. But stand and pray for 4 hours about things that are preventing you from rising. And God himself will give you revelation. Now, don't always expect a vision from God to be in the form of a vision. Sometimes God will let you know something or hear something. Even in the preaching, I may say something in the preaching that can be a guide to you and a revelation. Yes. Or you may meet somebody today or tomorrow, and the interaction with the person will give you guidance. Or God will show you something that is not easy to know. Anytime you see something that is not easy to see, or something that is people don't know, take it as a revelation from God. God is giving you information that is not easy to come by. And God is showing you, giving you a revelation. So there's somebody here, you must spend 4 hours on this topic. Whatever horn prevents my rising, I curse it. I destroy it. I cut it down. I cancel it. Write these words down. Over 10. Yes, over 10. Are you writing it? So that when you are praying, you can declare them, I over 10. Overcome. Have you written overcome? Then number 3, override. Number 4, destroy. I destroy. You see, you speak the words. I destroy, I overturn, override, overcome. Cancel. Cancel. Overrule. Overrule every verdict against your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Number, how many numbers do you have? 6. Nullify. Nullify. The next one, reverse. I reverse. Reverse the works of the devil. Reverse them. Things must be reversed. When Lazarus died, Jesus came to reverse it. Did you hear me? I said, when Lazarus died, Jesus came to reverse what the devil thought that he has done. Jesus reversed it. It went on reverse. I see the works of the devil in your life going on reverse today in Jesus' name. Yes. The next one, set aside. Set aside. We are setting aside all claims and decisions. Decisions against you. Yes. Have you written knock down? Write it down. Knock down. Any meeting that is held about you, that is deciding negative things about you, we knock down that table in Jesus' name. We next one, knock over. We knock over. Kashatuba Kabala. Tamara Mandala Baba. The next one. We invalidate. Invalidate. Because it looks valid, but God is invalidating words that are spoken against you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How many words do you have? 10. 12. You see, 10 is a good number. That's why we have in the Bible anything that is 10. 10 commandments is enough. We don't need 11. Once it's 11 or 13, is there something wrong with it? But 10 is okay. 10 means it's good. 12 is also good because it is a number of government. 12 disciples, 12 tribes, 12 apostles, 12 disciples, like that. So they are all good numbers. Invalidate every work, every statement, anything written about you. In Jesus' name, is nullify, overturn, override, overcome, knock down, knock over, nullify, cancel, invalidate in Jesus' name. Reverse. Stand up, everybody. Listen, if you think anything is going to be easy, welcome to this world. That's why babies cry when they are born. It's because of where they've come to. They themselves know that where we have come is not going to be easy. Why should the first thing you do when you come to this world is to cry? I am sure when I came out and they were holding me like that, I was crying. Ah, you are welcome to this world. It's not a small world. But through power, the power of God, you are going to overcome all works of the devil against you. How many believe that there are real spiritual horses moving around? Hey! Look, if you don't believe in spiritual things, I don't know why you believe in the Bible. Me, I believe that there was a whale and there was, Jonah. And the whale swallowed Jonah. I've been to school and everything, but I believe such things. Yeah. I believe there are spiritual horses. I believe that all these things are real. So you are going to rise. Now, I believe that my children in this church, you are the ones who are going to be shining stars in every field and in every place. Watch me closely. You see, I don't follow rich people or apparently important people or powerful. Watch me closely. You see who I work with. Yes. My little ones, they are going to be great. Amen. Lift your hand and start to pray. We are binding the works of the devil that are resisting your rising. In the name of Jesus. Kama shombala kabala mamanda. O paradikosa. Vavini akotari di antenemokosa. Rabidi ekota. Varunomokoshanda bakari. Karama shote baba. Vazuta kari di antenemokosa. Talomarama shimbele mekebele meleme. Fandi gomo. Mandele meleme. Shatarama mandele be. Rendo kosanda. Oyamama kabala namila mele. Kiatonko poro di akatolama. Pare mandala babari anale. Tolora mama shandola bakabaranda ri magiono kovande mera mandala mama ndelele bakabaranda ri baba e loro mo kabaranda ri mama ri lele lele remini mi kapola ora mama la mande lele 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 ora ma she banana she ra mandala la baba ma si andomo roba su teke li kontala Oh yes. 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 Oh yes.
Arose, kupa, kucheka, Lamina Kutele, Mombrika Sunda Bakapani Nimiko, Ikota Kaliade, Lorina Masonda, Jungo Paninando, Imeneke Seko Bakina Mukanta, Lifari Ado, Mesuko Paridigosa, Juni Mikontane, Mangu Pankano, Nino Makana, Munina Kakusa, Rico Boko Seko Talia, Bini Katola. Parunama sonde le meka, ibenua kapanomo, enjunima kapanomo, renomo kosante kolomo di katali, libara kusa tala, leipa tala, limu kopani ni kosa, loria parine kesto daba, anumo, anuma ni kapano, leipa kosa iju kuata, lori ni kasonda, manchun kampano ni mikotande liele, lerido sokalia, manuma kasute, enjugo Pano Meginde, Reduva, Suketele, Maloma Capadua, Lico Tolomoco, Iantana Manica Paraminicosa, Rapa di Cosa, Catico Pacatico, Leco Capane, Minuma Tupalia, Razu Techeria, Azenomo Companiane, Menchi Campanamive, Roboco Satelia, Roboco Santa Caparanimo, Rima Cupaniano, Inomoco Sande, Inomoco. San Jubaka, Inomoko San Jubaka, Biluwa Kapalo, Menfanto Sambra, Livara Kosa, Ajumoko Ntankande, Migalomo, Migalomo, Manimo Pa, Papanino, Norigaston Verinemo, Gialo Makasale, Livara Kota, Misumampano, Mochunke, Pakanomo, Loribastege, Loribakan Parinumonga, Mantu Kapanine, Nekestomba Chaminova, Luria Bakasola, Ikopokos, Ikopokosa, Ilibaka Pari di Antola, Jonte Kosanda, Mampa Kunemigo, Liba Kumenigo, Azone Dikenimo, Palamingo.
We overturn, we overcome,
yes, Lord,
we overcome the works of the devil, we overcome, we override, Padama Kasama, we set aside decisions.
Yes.
Works.
Yes.
Plans.
Yes.
Conspiracies.
Yes.
Traps.
Palola.
Ambushes.
Somani.
Against us. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We cancel.
Yes,
we nullify.
We nullify.
We invalidate.
Yes, Lord.
Works of the devil.
Paracosta.
Statements.
Ikonama.
To embarrass us.
Palavindo
to disgrace Costa. Us.
Yes.
To bring us down.
Obaranumo.
We curse them.
We curse them.
We curse them.
We curse them.
Whatever resists us.
Alomanata.
Whatever opposes us.
Sanderebe.
What resists our rising.
Yes.
Our flourishing, our shining, we curse it now in Jesus' name.
In Jobaloka.
Oh yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, somebody here, you are supposed to travel, you know, in your life. How many believe that part of your life, you are also going to travel somewhere? Something is resisting. Lift your hand right now. Whatever resists you being a traveler,
yes.
a visitor,
yes.
a worker
yes.
who travels
yes.
to wherever is necessary.
Yes.
We bring it down in
we
Jesus'
bring
name.
Down in Jesus' name.
Makayonda
lama
shata santoro mokabalade.
Gloria mapa in nomo
Lora mashemelebeleveke. We cancel the work of the devil. We cancel the work of wicked horses. Malama, wicked angels. Matarema santorama kabala. Demon spirits. We cancel their works. Matabela makabarandele. Lema shatama lobalama. Mera mandaloma santere mekeba.
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Sit down and look at Proverbs 4, verse 18. I know you don't feel like sitting down, but don't let anybody distract you in this time of prayer. It says, the path of the just is like the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. In other words, if you are a just Christian, your life is supposed to shine more and more and not less and less. Whatever is taking you in the reverse direction. Eh? This year is going to be better than last year. You are going to shine more this year than you shined last year. Your spiritual life will shine more. Your financial life will shine more. Your business will shine more. Your marriage will shine more. Your relationships will shine more. Your soul winning abilities will shine more. Stand up, please. Stand up, please. Begin to bind every weapon. Listen, conspiracies, plans, meetings. Listen, demons have meetings, so because they speak and they have a mind. They think and they talk and they plan. They discuss you. They discuss you. They speak. They told Jesus, "Are you not the Son of God? Why are you doing this now?" They speak. They manipulate. Jesus said, "No one." The Bible said, "No one can say these words except by the Spirit." So there are certain statements human beings make. It's only a spirit that is telling, making those things happen. Begin to bind works of the devil, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that of are Jesus, resisting you, yes, in any way, bringing you down to, yes, preventing your shining,
yes,
more and more shining, more and more shining, more,
yes,
and more.
Yes.
Shapala mama. Meloto la ramamba barandolo mukabalabala. Hey, amen. Dolomora malabera ke balamaria. Dolomora malandele beba. Melendere 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 melendere. Le rema malaria dolomo kabarina le melendere. Meloro mola shamere ne mekele. Deronande no barenande bere no mandele le bere nele. Shining more and more. Shining more and more. Shining more and more. Shining more and more. Makaya. We bind forces of darkness, we cancel their effort, we nullify their effort, we set aside all works of the enemy that's standing in opposition to resist, to fight, to oppose. In Jesus' name, we cast the opposer, we cast the resister, we cast the resistance. In Jesus' name, In the name of Jesus. Jesus. In the name of 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 Jesus. Mama kuruma mali mala. Mama lama kuruma mala mi ki pora mala di anele. Ilo robo shiba baba mala mami anele. Ile me bokura mi anele. Ima se tula la la bario la lela anoka. Ike po ya mala ma. Malino bokura nili la wa mashaba. Avini mi no tola. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen. One of the things about devils is that they are assigned to you for your life. So you can see a particular type of devil by looking back in your life. We are ending this time of prayer, but before we finish, look back in your life. You see, when Jesus started, the devil tempted him, mock him, bow down. Come on, come on. And when Jesus was at the last few seconds of his life, the same devils came and mocked him. Come on, come on, come down, come down. Come down from the cross is the same as bow down. So it's the same thing that is following you. So I want you to look in your life right now. Anything that has followed you, you see that this thing has come again. This thing has come again. This thing is there again. Yes. Some of you girls, you may be doing well till a boy comes. Then another boy comes. Then you go down again. A boy comes, then you go down. Or a girl comes and you go down. Or whatever. I don't need to know what it is. But look carefully. The Bible says, and the devil left him for a season. Not forever. If I look back in my life, it's the same thing that hassles me. It's the same thing that is hassling me. It doesn't really change because they are assigned. Sometimes they may even change from a junior to a senior of the same thing. Because you see, we have physics at O level, we have physics at A level, we have physics in the university. It's all physics, but senior. Whatever has plagued you, we are now looking at historical demonic operations. Lift your hand and begin to curse and nullify works of the devil. Bind it. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Whatever is following you,
yes.
Whatever is dogging you,
yes.
Whatever is haunting you,
yes.
Whatever is following your life,
yes.
Alama kabalama, from one face to another, in the name of Jesus,
name
we
of
bind
Jesus.
It and we break it down.
Yes.
We invalidate its power now, in Jesus' name. We say, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, Kamalaba, Komalaba, Mikaremala, Komalaba,
Chiakoba,
Chiakoba, Kamalama,
Kosia,
Lemon, Satan, you are finished.
Yes.
We uncover you.
Yes.
We uncover your plans.
We
expose you now.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. We uncover you. We undress you right now. You lying spirit, deceiver, tempter, in Jesus' name, we bind you. Accuser, we bind you. Temptation, we bind you. Opposition, we bind you. Aramakata, Samo, Labashiba, Baba. Hey, that resists our rising. That resists our rising. We bring you down. In the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, Makela mama, Pela manda la baba, Ima lo papa la la, Ile rebebo la baba Maria le le. In the name of Jesus,
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 in the name of
Jesus, in the name of Jesus,
hey
la mama, hey la mama, hey la mama,
hey la mama.
Your childhood curse. Your childhood curse is not following you.
Yes.
It cannot follow you.
It
cannot continue.
No.
I curse it.
Curse
I reject it.
Yes.
I block it.
Yes.
I overturn it.
Yes.
I override it.
Yes.
I reverse it.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Lift your hand and shout. Say no to Satan. Say no to the devil.
Yes.
Say no to wickedness.
Yes.
Say no to demons.
No to
say no to devils.
No to devil.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of
whatever
Jesus.
Is chasing you. Whatever is harassing you. Whatever has chosen you. Whatever is assigned to you. We cut it off.
Yes.
We disconnect. In Jesus' name. We disconnect. We disengage. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Lift your hands. Ask for the Holy Spirit right now. Ask for the good spirit.
Good spirit.
As you have bound the bad spirit. Ask for the Holy Spirit
Holy
right now.
Holy Spirit, come.
Holy Spirit, come. Makwala omara omala shambala basamakala. Holy Spirit, come. Come into our lives.
Come into our lives.
Fill our hearts, Lord.
Fill our hearts, Lord.
Change us, Lord.
Change us, Lord.
Fill us, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Empower us,
Empower
Lord.
Empower us, Lord.
Empower us to serve you. Empower us to overcome.
Yes.
Give us power, Lord.
Give
God. Spirit of power. Spirit of might. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Give us good advice. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of holiness. Spirit of humility. Come into our lives. Give us grace. Spirit of grace. Holy Spirit. We call on you. Everybody pray for the Holy Spirit right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want you to thank God for something that you want to pray about. How many realize sometimes you are saying thank you, you feel like rather praying for that thing than saying thank you when it is not there? Isn't it? Lift your hand and say thank you for whatever you... Just thank God for whatever even you feel that you even need to pray for. Thank God that it's done. Thank God that His power is in your life. Thank God that His grace is sufficient.
Thank, grace
thank
sufficient.
God for His presence. Thank God for His
thank
grace.
You, Lord, for
thank God that He has helped you to pray
thank you, Lord,
today. Thank God. Today. Give thanks. Give thanks.
Oh, yes.
Give thanks. Give thanks.
Thank you, Lord.
Kama shomalabama sandoba kavaramalia.
Oh,
Malasana.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We give thanks. We give praise. We give thanks. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Samakala. Tomalana mani la le mene dele. Lore man balere deke. Kole mere mbele mere mbele mbele mbele. Me ma ramana li borele. Vola. Barando Belire Bandere Manala Mashandola Makaba. Oh yes. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, thank you for all that you have done for us.
Yes.
We are grateful.
We are grateful, Lord.
We are thanking you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Oh, give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. Oh, I can't hear you. Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. Hallelujah. I don't know if you are grateful God saved you. I don't know if you are grateful God sent someone to preach the gospel to you. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the commission to go out to be soul winners. When we obey God's great commission, many lives will turn around. Many lives will be changed. Hallelujah. I see you being a soul winner in this place. If you believe it, shout amen. All right, we are going to hear powerful, great change testimonies today. I want you to put your hands together for Obed as he testifies of how God turned his life around. Oh, do it better for him as he comes upstage. I can't hear you. Hallelujah. Obed, tell us what has God done for you.
Thank you very much. My name is...
It takes a while.
My name is Obed Bamina Chinaba from the UPSC Lankwatana Embassy.
Please allow... Obed, take it again. What's your name and where are you?
My name is Obed Kwame Nachinaba from the UPSA Lankwantana Imba Center and a member of Perfect Sound Ministry.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to testify to the whole congregation about how God changed my life through the outreach of Elder Cynthia.
Wow.
Before I was born again, I was a very bad boy. I was engaged in all immoral activities, except fornication and smoking of weed and drinking alcohol.
You were engaged in what?
In a lot of immoral activities.
Except?
Fornication.
Except fornication, okay.
Yes, please. And I was very disobedient to my parents. And I also doubted the existence of God a little bit. Like, I knew He was God, but a little bit.
You doubted the existence of God?
Yes, please.
And what happened?
So, the change all started about when one day I closed from school and on my way home, I decided to greet
a friend. What school was this?
St. John's Grammar.
Senior high school?
Yes, please.
Okay.
So I was passing through my dinner and I decided to greet a friend of mine. So we're all seated down when we saw Elder Cynthia coming. And she said she's a pastoral leader from this church and she's coming to preach the word of God to us. So she talked about salvation and all that and inviting us to church. But at the end of the day, we ended up confusing her about the message she was preaching to us. So she was just lost. But she didn't say anything and she gave us a book.
Forgive. You confused the one preaching to you.
Yeah, we confused her. We confused that she was lost. Yeah, so after all that,
she gave you a book.
Yeah, she gave us a book. How to be born again and avoid hell. But I didn't get a copy, but she promised to give me one. So what I did was I took a number and I also gave her my number. So when I go home, I gave her a call and we've been chatting on WhatsApp and she has been telling me to come to church, but I didn't want to come because she didn't really know me and I was like, nah, church there. Because when I was growing up, church was not something.
You didn't used to go to church?
Not at all.
Your parents didn't go to church?
They didn't go to church.
Nobody in your house went to church?
No one. So after a while, I came to church. And that day,
to church on Sunday with her?
Yeah, I didn't come with her. I came on my own.
You came on your own?
I came on my own. And I didn't even give my life to Christ that very day. Because when we closed, I was angry with her a little bit, telling her that we were going to close 2:30. But we ended up closing around 4.
And what did she tell you?
She told me that a day spent in the house of God is better than 1,000 years.
Oh, put your hands together for that elder. Wow. She told you that a day spent in God's house is better than
1,000 years spent elsewhere. So
you kept coming?
I kept coming. And I gave my life to Christ during the salvation rally. That was in December.
Wow.
Organized by Reverend Joshua. Yes, please. When he was preaching, he was talking about the love of God and the hope Christ has for us and all that. So that day, I was at the town tower and he kept calling that there's one person left. The very first day, he was saying that there's one more person left to give their life to Christ. Yeah, so I don't know what happened. I just came to the altar and I gave my life to Christ. And since then, I've been listening to the Makane, which was given to me by my same shepherd, Elder Cynthia. And she told me she was giving me 3 months to change that.
She said what?
She was giving me 3 months.
She said she's giving you 3 months to change.
Yes. Within 3 months, if I don't change, she doesn't know what to happen. But it actually took like a month or less than for me to change. Because every day I've been
listening. Give the Lord a mighty... You see, you are still sitting down. I thought you would stand up and give the Lord a mighty shout. The elder said, I know the power in this stuff. I'm giving it to you, and I'm giving you how many months? How come you have been listening to the Makane for a long time? You haven't changed. You said it took how long for you to change?
Just a month.
A month?
Yes, please.
And how do you know you were changed? What things changed in your life?
Because as of now, my relationship with my parents have been improved. Yeah, and all the immoral activities I was engaged in, I've stopped.
Fornication.
Yes, except fornication.
You've stopped all of them.
I've stopped all of them. I have no feelings for them at all.
Wow. So what do you have to say?
I have to say, when they come to invite you to church, you shouldn't hesitate. Because in the Bible, it says that...
Shout ear! Oh, I didn't hear. That's a very weak ear. Shout another ear!
It says, upon Mount Zion shall there be deliverance, and the house of Jacob shall possess his possession. So I believe coming to church, we'll all be delivered. Save from all problems and stuff.
That's it. Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise and put your hands together for that powerful testimony. And let's welcome our brother Derek. I'll do it better for him. I see your life also turning around. Amen. Derek, tell us, what has God done for you?
My name is Derek D.L. Ezekiel Buani from Mozambique.
Take your time. Take it again. What's your name?
My name is Derek D'Elik Ezekiel Buani from Mozambique.
What has God done for you?
I want to share about how God changed my life totally.
Okay.
I was a drunker, a sinner, drunker. I was a lot of things.
Wow.
At the same time.
Okay, tell us about it.
Even though that my father is a pastor. As a pastor, and I was even thinking, me being a son of a pastor and doing that, why am I doing that? But there was that, oh no, this guy.
So you were born in a Christian home.
Daughter.
You were raised up a Christian.
Yeah.
But so how did you enter into the world? How did you start doing all the things you are describing?
The devil sent me friends. Friends that.
The devil sent you friends. How many friends?
3.
As a team.
They came totally.
Shout here! 3 friends. came into your life. This was where? Why are you talking about?
Mozambique, Maputo.
Maputo, Mozambique.
Yes.
So you joined them to enter a new kind of life.
And I became their shepherd.
What do you mean by you became their shepherd?
I would do more than them. And I was teaching them how to do it.
You became more than the people who took you into the world.
Yes.
Wow. And how did you get changed?
I got changed. Bishop came to preach at the crusade, but I didn't go.
Healing Jesus Crusade.
I didn't go.
Came to Maputo, Mozambique. Oh, I thought you put your hands together for that. But you didn't go.
No, at all.
How many days of crusade?
Four.
4 days of crusade.
And I didn't go.
Why didn't you go?
I was like, oh, me going to crusade. But why should I go there? I'm a son of a pastor. By all means, I will go to heaven. So there's no need for me to go to heaven.
That was how you were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That because your father is a pastor,
mm-hmm.
you will go to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So I thank God because Bishop Benin, after the crusade, he came to preach in our church.
The Sunday after the four crusades, he came to your church.
Yes.
What church was this?
Gospel in ministry, in action ministry, Pastor Mapos.
Wow. And that's your father?
Yes, please.
So
no,
Bishop...
he's a father of my father.
Okay. So Bishop came to your church
to preach. Yeah.
And what did he preach about that Sunday?
He preached loyalty and disloyalty.
And you were in the church?
Yes, please. At the back.
So how did you give your life to Christ?
I was at the back listening to the message because actually I was doing I was in media and I was doing video there. So I was like, okay, let me wait more. And then after that, when he finished to preach, he said, give your life to Christ. If you want to give your life to Christ, come in front. He's like, no, I'm a son of a pastor. So what people will think about me? So I will not go. He called again. He said, oh, but no. Because I've been bad, do I have to go and give my life to Christ again? Because I've given already, but it's like, oh, I backslid and then I'm out of the church. So I was like, no, let me give again. But the time I realized I was in the front, giving
wow.
my life. And my life changed totally that even my parents that I didn't obey at all, I never obeyed at all.
You didn't used to obey your parents?
No, not at all. It's like, oh, why should I obey?
And how did you come to the Bible school?
My father, after Bishop be preaching, said, come to the Bible school. That's me. Come to the Bible school.
Your father told you to come to the Bible school.
Go to the Bible school. And suddenly, I didn't even struggle to fight him. I was like, oh, okay, I'll go. No problem.
Somebody who used to struggle to obey his parents said he was so bad. But after that encounter in church, after giving his life, you have to appreciate him. When he speaks, your native tongue is what, Portuguese?
Portuguese and Shangana.
Wow, so that's why he's struggling to express it. But he's saying that after that encounter, after he met Jesus in that service, his life turned completely around. And today he's here upon the obedience of his father's instruction to come to the Nakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center to be trained to become a pastor. Amen. So Derek, what do you have to say?
I want to encourage everybody to listen to the word of God. If daddy is preaching, you say come to the front. Don't struggle to come. Because people, they can sit at the back and say, oh, me, I won't come. But when you come, just step in front and come and take your blessings. And then follow the instruction. Listen to the message. So, I mean, and the spirit, the Bible says that if the spirit enter into me and set me up on my feet.
Okay.
I mean, by all means, you hear something.
And you will not be the same again.
At all.
Just as you have changed. Completely. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. Oh, do it better for him. And let's welcome our sister as she testifies. Miss Musa, do it better for her. Oh, I can't hear you. Wow, tell us, what has God done for you?
My name is Fiorea Ruarasha Musa from Zimbabwe. And I'm a member of the Secret Service and Traffic Control. By the grace of God, I'm a pastor's daughter. I was born in a Christian family. I was going to church every Sunday. And during the midweek services, I would go there every day. And me being born again.
But you were not changed. You're not born again.
I wasn't changed. I wasn't born again at all. So what I used to do is that I used to drink alcohol. Not only was I drinking, but I used to smoke weed. The one from Malawi, not the one from Mozambique.
Shout, yeah! You used to smoke the one from where?
From Malawi.
Malawi?
Yes, please.
Not the one from where?
From Mozambique.
But what's the difference between the one from Malawi?
The one in Malawi, when you drink it, you feel like your head is big and you feel like you have to eat it.
But right now she's high on the Holy Spirit. Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. And what happened? What happened?
I also used to fight guys. My motto was, if you feel you're man enough, come and face me. That was my motto. By the grace of God, in November 2016, the Healing Jesus Crusade team came to Zimbabwe.
Wow.
And Pastor Micah and Pastor Kwame, they arrived to our house and they just anacazzled me that we are going with you. So I was surprised that you don't know me and you're just coming and say, I'm going with you. What do you mean? So they took me by force into the car and they went with me. By the time we got where we're going, I got to find out that we're going to put on flags and banners for the crusade.
You're going to do publicity for the crusade.
Yes, please.
Pastor Micah and Pastor Kwame came to pick you from your house.
From my house.
That follow them.
Yes.
And you went with them to
put the flags and banners for the crusade. I was very angry to an extent that I wanted to give Pastor Micah a blow. So when Pastor Kwame saw that I was angry, he took me by hand. Then he started to talk to me and he was asking plenty questions. While we're working, one of the local volunteers came and he asked if I was part of the people who were coming to work for the crusade. And they told him yes. He said he won't be part of the people working if I'm there. Because I've fought him before and I fight boys. So he won't like to be part.
One of the locals said,
one of the local volunteers.
He asked if you are part of the people working for the crusade.
Yes, please.
And they said yes.
Yes.
He said if you are part, then he can't be part.
He said he can't be part
because you have beaten him before.
Yes, and I fought him before.
Okay. All right. And what happened at the crusade?
So on the day of the crusade, the prophet preached a very powerful message.
What town was this?
It was Beitbridge.
Where?
Beitbridge.
In Zimbabwe.
Border town to South Africa. Yes, wow. Please. So the prophet preached a very powerful message whereby he was doing demonstrations about demons jumping on him. For me, I was very much scared when I heard him preaching because I've never heard someone preach like that before. So he called for the first altar call. I said I won't go because my parents, they were sitting on the stage. So what will they think of me if I go to the front?
Were pastors.
Yes, they are
so
pastors.
So they were sitting on the stage.
They were sitting on the stage. I said I can't go because they are there. What will they say about me? The second thing was that I've been serving in the house of God from since I was 9 years old. So I was like, my souls are here. Everyone that I've brought to church, I preached to, some of them I've been married, they are here. What will they think of me?
So he
I
kept
said,
preaching.
I won't go. He kept on calling. He lifted his right hand. He was like, you should come. God is calling you to come. I still didn't go, but I began to cry. So I left the Healing Jesus people that I was standing with. I went away. He called for the third time. He said, you are here. You are a young girl. And you are a pastor's child. The fact that you are a pastor's child, it doesn't mean you go to heaven. If you die, you go to hell. I don't know what
happened.
So
the fact that you are a pastor's child,
it doesn't mean when you die, you go to heaven. You go to hell. So you need to be born again. By the time I realized, I just found myself on this, in front where they were doing the altar.
Oh, that was the power of God. Give the Lord a shout of praise. And you gave your life to Christ.
I gave my life to Christ and I was given a book, How to Become a Strong Christian. And after that, Pastor Tinashe was teaching me about quiet time and made me to become a strong Christian. By the grace of God, right now as I'm speaking, I'm at the prestigious Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center, being trained to be a lady pastor. And I want to thank our daddy, the evangelist, Dougie Ward Mills, for coming all the way down to Zimbabwe to share the gospel with us. Because through the Healing Jesus Crusade, lives are transformed. And I want to urge everyone to support the Healing Jesus team and to be part of the Ben MP and help. Because through that, many lives are being changed and many pastors' children's lives are being transformed.
Wow. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. And let's receive our final testimony from Gwendolyn. She's from Wisconsin. Do it better for Gwen. Gwen, tell us, what has God done for you?
My name is Gwendolyn Sanis. I'm from Wisconsin International Center. And my testimony is about how God caused a great change in my life through the book of the prophet and an encounter with the prophet. So I've been a Christian all my life. I've been going to church all my life. But I was battling with worldly music, bad company, lies, and excuses. So in 2015, when I came to Wisconsin, I joined the First Love Church and I met my elder, Chief Obieze. And he was always taking me to church, taking me for Carnival of Stars, Wisdom Impartation Service. And I got tired. I was stressed because I wasn't used to it. So I had to come up with a plan to give him excuses. But I ran out of my excuses. So anytime he comes to look for me, I either hide under my bed, hide behind the curtain, or tell my roommates to cover up for me. I realized he was very sad, but he still kept coming. So in 2016, before the summer vacation, he gave me a book, Demons and How to Deal with Them, and told me to read it. So when I went for the vacation, one day I just saw the book on my bed and I took it and I read it. After I read it, I don't know how, but I deleted all the worldly music on my phone. I deleted all the bad company that I had, all the numbers I had on my phone. I deleted all of them. So when I came to school the next semester, my chief saw that there was a change in my life. And he told me that Sunday when we come to church, I want you to meet Bishop. And I said, he would know in his spirit that one of his children has changed. So there's no need for me to meet him. But I don't know how, but when we
came to church. Hey, even at that time, she still found another excuse to give. Hey.
But after the service, I don't know how he found me from the back, but he dragged my hands and right in front of the altar, Bishop was standing there talking to some people. When I saw him, he was looking so glorious. And I told myself that if indeed this bishop is able to see me, then my life will never be the same. So he met us, he spoke to us. I told him how his book changed my life. And he placed his left hand on my left shoulder and told me that, Gwendolyn, you are blessed. You'll be a star one day. Your life will never be the same. Reverend Paul, after that, my life has never been the same. Wow. I'm different wherever I find myself. And I know it's not just because it was a plan I wanted to do, but then it's just by the grace of God. So I just want to tell everyone here that if you find yourself in First Love, if you are a first-timer, try and plug yourself to a switch here, because the Spirit of the Lord is moving, and it's changing us every day.
So the Spirit of the Lord is moving! You will be changed too today. I have good news for you today. You will sit under the ministry of the servant of God, and the word of God is coming to you. I want you to open your heart, and your life will never be the same again. Put your hands together for powerful testimonies.
Thrown away the fear of God. All your life you live in sin. Let's eat and drink or we shall die. Everybody sins, everybody lies. You fool yourself with wild romance. How can you explain it? Your lifestyle of parties forever. You're gonna to hell, nightclubs, boozing, fooling forever. Oh, yeah. All you do is to have fun. Give your life to Jesus Christ. You're gonna die. You already have one foot in hell. What will you say on judgment day? Satan has deceived you and you and you. Eternity begins in heaven or in hell. The soul that sins, that soul will die. How can you explain it? Your lifestyle of parties. You're gonna go to hell, nightclubs, boozing, fooling forever, oh yeah. All you do is to have fun. Why don't you give your life to Jesus Christ? Turn around. time to preach. The gospel must be preached with urgency. Young people lost in sin. Sheep without a shepherd, 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 shepherd. How can they be saved unless they hear? Let Jesus' gospel be declared. How can they explain it? The lifestyle of parties forever. They're gonna go to hell. Nightclubs, boozing, fooling forever. Oh, all they do is do.
Savior Jesus Christ. We are the church. We are His people. We are the ones who know the Word of God. So let's start preaching. There's a choice we've got to make to shine the light of God. It's true, we make a better world through Jesus Christ. God sent us His Son, so we know that Jesus cares, and He came to save the sinner from hell. As God has shown us by dying on the cross, so we all must give our lives to Him. We are the church. We are His people. And we are the ones who know the Word of God. So let's start preaching. There's a choice we've got to make to shine the light of God. It's true, we make a better world through Jesus Christ. Oh, men go down to hell where there's no hope at all. Darkness everywhere. Oh, 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 let us realize that a man cannot be saved except through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are the church, yeah. We are His people. We are the ones who know the Word of. So let's start preaching. Whoa. See, there's a choice we've got to make to shine the light of God. It's true, we make a better world through Jesus Christ. Help me say we are the church. We are His people. We are the ones who know the Word of God. So come on, let's start preaching. Oh, there's a choice we're making. Oh, you and I, we've got to shine the light of God. And it's true, we'll make a better world through Jesus Christ. Oh, we are the church. We are the first love church. We are God's people. We are the ones, we know the Word of God. So let's start preaching. There's a choice we've got to make to shine the light of God. It's true, we'll make a better world through Jesus Christ. We are the church, Shala. We are His people. We are the ones who know the Word. There's a choice we've got to make to shine the light of God, yeah. It's true, we'll make a better world through Jesus Christ. We are the church, yeah. We are His people. We are the ones who know the Word of God. Tell your neighbor, come on and start preaching. Jesus Christ. walked along the way, she said, I've got something to say. And she told me of the Savior. He came, he died to set us free from a life of sin and shame. I gave my heart to him that day. That's the reason I can tell you to keep preaching, keep teaching. Tell me all about the Savior's love for all, 'cause that's what friends are for. Keep sharing, keep giving, share the love of Jesus to us all. Oh, yeah. 'Cause that's what friends are for. And I never thought I'd be this way since he came into my life. I have never been the same. What a difference Jesus makes. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And there is no other name by which we can be saved. Will you give your life to Jesus? Keep preaching, keep teaching. Everyone must know our Savior died for all, 'cause that's what friends are for. Yeah, yeah. Keep sharing, keep giving. We must share the gospel everywhere. Oh, yeah, yeah. 'Cause that's what friends are for. Preaching, keep teaching, tell me all about the Savior's love for all, 'cause that's what friends are for. Keep sharing and keep giving, we must share the gospel everywhere, yeah. 'Cause that's what friends are.
Is this a blessed church or what? Hallelujah. I love the verse we heard during the testimonies, that better is a day in his courts than 1,000 elsewhere. Tell your neighbor, we are blessed to be here. It's better to be in the First Love Church for one day than to be in university for 1,000 years, than to be at Accra Mall for 1,000 years, than to be at your boyfriend's house for 1,000 years. You achieve more by being in God's presence for one day. And I believe today God has a word for us. The Bible says in Hosea chapter 12 verse 10 that I have spoken by the prophet. Today I can guarantee you that God is going to speak to you through the ministry and the voice of your prophet. And if you are excited and you feel, how many of you believe God has something to say to you? And I believe God is going to change your life. So put your hands together if you believe in miracles. Give the Lord a shout if you believe in the supernatural. And help me welcome our prophet, Bishop Dan Heward.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you trust. Oh, everything, yes, everything is possible with God. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you trust in His word.
hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. For everything, oh everything, yes everything is possible.
With your mighty spirit, let your spirit enter into each one of us as we receive your word today. Thank you that a miracle will take place in every life here because the seed is coming into every heart. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let us be seated for a few moments. My topic is soul winning. And I believe I've given you a few reasons why soul winning is important, and I intend to continue. Acts chapter 8, verse 1. The next very important reason for soul winning in your life is so that you will not be sent out to work for God because of trouble in your life. You will not be sent out to work for God because of trouble in your life. All right? Now, Acts chapter 8 and verse number 1. What does it say? Now, Saul was consenting to his death, the death of Philip. Those outside, I hope you are part of us because I can see you. From where I am, all I have to do is move 1 meter to the left or the right, and I see everybody. So I can see you. So I see the movement, and I need you. No movement, please. Right. Acts chapter 8. Right. Now, this is after the death of Stephen. Now, Saul, the Pharisee, was consenting or approving of the death. And the Bible says, at that time, there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad. I want you to just listen to just this one point. If you don't hear much, just listen to one thing. All right? Listen to one thing. If you listen to what I'm saying, you will not have to hear it in hospital. So listen. Now, they were all scattered abroad through the regions of Judea, except the apostles. Now, devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made a great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made a havoc of the church, entering into every house, hailing men and women, and committed them to prison. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed to the things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed. Verse 8, and there was great joy in the city. But notice verse 4. They that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Okay? Now, notice chapter 8, verse 1. At that time, there was a great persecution. Now, they went everywhere preaching. But what had Jesus told the disciples in Matthew 28 and verse 19? What did Jesus say over there? He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." Okay? Now, one of the mercies of God for our lives is that when he tells us to do something and we don't do it, sometimes out of his love for us, I don't feel the power in the, I don't know whether it's on the stage or when I come down. But Jesus had already asked people to go, but they didn't go anywhere. They stayed. So, Acts chapter 1, Jesus said, "You will receive power," verse 8, "after the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be able to preach." Acts chapter 2, it happened. 3, they were there having prayer meetings. 4, they were fellowshipping together. 3,000 were added, and so on. 5, 6, 7, nobody was going anywhere. So then, by chapter 7, now Stephen, who was probably earmarked to take over from Peter, was killed. Because you see, every crisis that had happened, they had escaped up until then. But this time, what the crisis was becoming real. And Peter and John were, if you remember, Peter and John were going to the temple. They arrested, they were set free. Like every problem that came, they sort of got out of it. But this time, they didn't get out of it. And Stephen, the main person who had been chosen by the apostles to be an administrator in the church, was killed. And that was like a real big crisis. Then at the same time, it gave, you know, energy for the people to persecute the church. So they were encouraged to persecute the church. You see. So sometimes you hear people criticizing prophets and pastors, and they want others to join. I don't join to criticize any prophet or any pastor at all. I'd rather support a prophet than whatever. And they call somebody a false prophet. They can also call me a false prophet. They just have to listen to something I'm saying. They say anything that they want to say. So what happens is that when they have the boldness to deal with one person, they become bolder to deal with more people. So we are not divided. A house divided against itself cannot stand. Now, trouble arose. And this time the trouble wasn't going away. It was really bad. Now, when the real bad trouble came, they decided suddenly to obey God. In fact, the trouble made them obey. You get what I'm saying? So that's why I'm saying that soul winning, you see, it will never change as being what God wants us to do, to win souls. No matter your financial problems, no matter your personal difficulties, you see, and you know, when you overemphasize on your problems, they don't go away, they actually become bigger. You know, one day I was playing golf with a professional, I mean with normal people, and then there was this professional who was watching. And then when we got to a particular hole, the person who was to putt, putting means you play the ball, this small one like this, from here to here, and it goes in. So the person who was going to putt, putting means to tap Okay? Are you there? Yeah. It was his turn to tap the ball, like from here to the pulpit. So when he came, the person was going to pass. He came, he stood over the ball, and he went this way to look at the ball. Then he bent down. Then he came back this way. Then he looked at the ball. Then he bent down. Then he hung the thing like this, as if he was checking some angles. Now, I was standing with the professional. We were just waiting for this man to do all the things he was doing. And he told me, the professional told me, the ball will never go in. So I asked him, why? He said, it's too much. You see, when you fast too much over one thing, you become more tense and the thing becomes more complex. And he said, it was just from here to here. It would have gone in. He stood there. He just looked. He said, it will never go in. So when he played it, pop, it just passed. And so I asked him, why? He said, oh, it's too much. When you do it too much, it never works. And you see, some of you, one marriage, you are looking at it like this. From the sides. Like you are, your analysis, there is too much. A marriage can never work that way. One child you've given birth to, hey, he must go here. She must be this. He must have this. Ballet dancing. She must play violin. He must play piano. I mean, it's something too special. It's too much. And if you'll be surprised that that child will not do well. When you learn too much, sometimes you realize that you have overlearned for the exam. How many have overlearned before? You study and learn and study and learn and study and learn things. You can't even remember anything. You know, when I was in third year medical school, I went for my final exam. Now, I didn't know. I had already passed. But this was the last thing, the orals. And my marks were high. I was going to get a credit. We have 3 pass credit distinctions. I don't know if they've changed it. So I was going to get a credit. I didn't know my marks, but I was just... When I went to the exam, I think it was something to do with pharmacology. Something, none of those. And then the man asked me, what is this? He asked me something, and I answered. Then he asked me something else. And I looked at him. There were 3 of them. I told him, I don't know what it is. And he asked me again. He said, think about what I'm saying. I said, well, I don't know the topic that he's asking. I don't know anything about it. Yes. Then they were quiet. And they said, look, think about what we are asking you. All right? They were trying to get me to. I told him, please, sir, I don't know anything. Then the man took in front of him an essay. He said, this is an essay you wrote about what you say you don't know anything about. Here is the essay. That you've passed already. You are about to cross. This is it. He said, you don't know anything. I said, sir, I don't know anything about this thing. It's too much.
Yes,
you don't sleep. You're learning everything too much. Things will not rather work. And I will never forget the day that golfing expert, he stood and he just put his hand. It will never go in. And I said, well, I said, it's too much. So your business will never work because too much effort and attention, relax and win souls. And you start to see that other aspects of your life will start working out because there's not too much emphasis on you. Look, when God tells us what to do, you'll find out that life is more than school. When you finish school, you realize that you don't know how to make simple jollof. Simple jollof rice, you don't know how to make it. Jollof rice, that is white. Anemia. And you realize that knowing how to make jollof is more important. Sometimes it becomes more important than the chemistry you were studying in school. Yes. So what I am trying to explain is that there's too much focus on trying to be happy. That's what makes people not happy. If you like, look at American churches. Look, watch TBN, Daystar, any of these Christian channels. They are always talking about marriage, children, how to be happy. This is the time that they have more divorce than ever. Even more than the secular world. They have more divorce, more unhappiness, more beastly children, more every bad thing, more debt. And they're always talking about money, business. If you read an average American pastor, and maybe non-American, it's too much. It won't go in. Tell somebody to never go in. Just stand back and say, it will never go in. It's too much. So you need to see that. You see, God's word has many side things that he's telling you, win souls. Now, when you don't win souls, troubles come. If the church has ever had problems, it's now. Financial problems. I mean, we travel. You see, we travel a lot. So we see churches. I mean, you must have been in churches in Malawi, Uganda, Tanzania. I mean, South Africa, Rwanda, Burundi, Nigeria, Kenya, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Zambia, all over. I've been in. And in the whole of Latin America, I've been to almost every country. You'll be traveling soon. A father of a child of an elephant is also a baby elephant. Now, listen. If you don't, troubles come. And the troubles come to make you do his will. So, do you want to be sent by trouble? Do you want somebody to die and you say, I really see the importance. Do you want to be sick and say, I feel God has sent me. Yes. Now the sickness has come. They will be visiting you in the hospital. And you'll be saying, since I came on admission 2 weeks ago, I feel God has been speaking to me. God forbid you should be speaking. God should speak to you. God can speak to you now as I'm preaching. Ask somebody, do you want to be on admission before God will speak to you? No. God forbid. So the same thing that they didn't do from a simple word from Jesus, they ended up doing it through troubles. As for me, I prefer to just hear and obey than to have any kind of persecution to lead me and push me into doing God's will. Now, through the ministry, I have seen people getting into serious difficulty. Then they start to say, I feel, it's time for me to be in the ministry. And you see, that is different. When myself, I decided to be in ministry, or be Bishop Saki, Bishop Eddie, and so on, we didn't have any sickness. We were not sick. We were 25 years old, 27 years old, and we decided, I will do it. I'll preach with the rest of my life. God should help me. There was no sickness. There was no crisis that was forcing us to go that way. We were not in financial distress. Yes, we didn't have anything, but we had the potential to have things. And we chose to be in the ministry, not through trouble. But there's another category who choose troubles and allow trouble to lead them. I want to tell you, there is no need for us to wait for any trouble before you obey God. Don't come later and say, oh, you know, now that all these problems have come, I can sense the Holy Spirit is speaking. The Spirit is speaking. The Spirit is speaking. No, let the Spirit speak now. Why do you have to go to the school of hard knocks? Do you want the school of hard knocks or you want the Holy Spirit? Yes. Let's let the Holy Spirit lead you and become an ardent, dogged, soul-winning Christian. We are building a church with 25,000 attendants. And that is the vision of all of us. Together, we are going to do it. We are doing it. We are crossing. As for 10,000, we are crossing with ease. Last week, we were about 13,700 people in church. Yes. Practically. Yes. And once we have breathed into that level, it's not easy to come back. That's why when you put on weight, it's not easy to be slim again. That's the principle of Swollen Sunday. When you put on weight, it's not easy to be slim again. You cannot easily be slim, a slim church. You will never have financial problems leading you into ministry. Over the last 30 years, 25 to 30 years, I've constantly told people, do this, they will not do it. And most of the people I say, do, they don't do, they go into debt. Look, this is not part of the message, but it's also, anyone who tells you something with big words, don't trust the person. Including a doctor. Anything with big words, don't accept it. If the doctor starts mentioning some plenty things, you see the film stars, they say arteriosclerosis. How can you be collapsing from arteriosclerosis? You can see that art students are trying to do something. Don't be bamboozled. Any financial big word, whether it's from the government or bank or motivational speaker, if it's too big, say no. Immediately, the words are too many. Just immediately say, please, the words are too many. My pastor told me when the words are many, don't accept it. Too much. Because I've been to school. How can you use words? By the time you finish speaking, I don't know what you are saying. What? An art student too. An art student is speaking, I don't understand it. How can it be possible? No, I'm asking, how can an art student speak and me, a science student, I don't understand it? How? That is why all these banks are hopelessly in debt. The bank is in debt. And the governments are even worse than the banks. If the bank is at 60%, the government is even less than 20. Hopelessly in debt, incapable of doing what they are doing. If you were to apply the same principle that you used to close banks, you would close the government. Yes. Hey. Are you still in the church? Yeah. How many want to be sent on missions through funerals? Maria Woodworth Etta, she buried 6 children. Then after that, she said, I'll serve God. That's when she became a famous woman. She buried 6 of her children. Five of the 6 or 6 of them. She buried 5 of her 6 children. Number 2. Or number 14 if you want. When you become a soul winner, you qualify for kingdom promotion. You qualify for kingdom promotion. Amen. Luke chapter 19. Luke 19. And I'm not preaching for long today because I think we've had a lot of prayer and all that, but I just want you to listen. In Luke chapter 19, it says, now a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and return. Who is this person? Jesus. And he called his 10 servants. Who are his 10 servants? His churches. And delivered to them 10 pounds, which is a message of salvation. And said to them, occupy or become busy with this till I come. Occupy, do business with what I've given you. Not secular business. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after, we will not have this man to reign. Now it came to pass when he was returned, having received the kingdom, he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. In other words, by dealing with what I gave you, what have you gotten? Where are you? Then came the first and said, Lord, thy pound has gained 10 pounds. And the second came and said, and the man said, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. And the second came and said, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said, likewise, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came and said, Lord, behold, there is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin, for I feared thee. Because thou art an austere man. You are a man who doesn't smile. You are a strict uncle. You are never happy. You are always strict. Hey! And thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou did not sow. And he said, out of thine own mouth I will judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking that which I did not lay down and reaping that which I did not sow. Why did you not give my money to the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with interest? And he said to them that stood by, take from him the pound and give it to him that has 10 pounds. For I say unto you that everyone which has shall be given him, from him that has not, even that which he has shall be taken away. Amen. Now, look at him. Look at verse 17. Because thou hast been faithful in a very little. Because thou hast been faithful with very little. Have thou authority over 10 cities? Promotion. Promotion in life, whatever it means. You know, one in 10 cities, I don't know what it means, but it means something good. And what is the cause for you to have 10 cities? There is no correlation between the 1 pound and 10 cities. How many pounds will there be in one city? Now, I'm asking you a question. How many pounds do you think there are in one city? And because you've been faithful with very little. Faithful means constant. You've been just constant. Faithful means steady. Faithful means no change. Faithful means on the job with very little. A very small message. Jesus died on the cross for you. Jesus loves you. Jesus, when we go for crusades, I always tell Ida and say, sing for me. Jesus loves. Is there not a song like that? Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Too simple for you, right?
Yes.
Too simple for you, right?
Jesus loves me.
Is it a little simple, right? Yes, Mr. Big Man, right? It's a little simple for you, right?
For the Bible tells me so.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me.
Too simple.
Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so.
Today, 65% of the church do not know what is the Great Commission. They don't know what it is. The statistics, I can put a graph up there, a study they showed. 65% of the whole church, they don't know what is the meaning of the word Great Commission. That's the state of the church today. God gave us something small, but it's like it's a bit too small for some people. That's why of late I've been analyzing why somebody should give a speech and I don't understand. Why somebody should speak about finances and I don't understand what he's saying. When you come to me, a doctor that I've learned very complicated things that you couldn't pass exams in. Even biology you couldn't pass. Ordinary chemistry you couldn't pass. You couldn't do physics. Come on, let's be serious. I could have done the arts. I didn't do it. I did the science. We were selected. We're divided sheep and goats. I said we were divided sheep and goats. At Chimota School, we're divided S1, S2, S3, A1, A2, A3, arts and science. We're divided by results. Oh. When he says, thou hast been faithful over with very little. This little is that Jesus loves me. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever, my friend, Jesus will save you today. Too small for you. Too small for you. Your physics. What did you say? Balance sheet. And what? Special purpose vehicles. Look at it. You don't understand. Financial instrument. Look at it. O'Malley, you are lying straight away. I know that you are lying. You are telling, you are deceiving. You are about to destroy either a government or a bank. You are about to destroy either a business, a government, or a bank. Yes. Financial instruments. Please. When we have musical instruments, now you've made it financial instruments. What are some of the topics? Huh? Valuation of inventory. And what again? Calculating the depreciation of non-current assets. What are these? So you see, when you hear these things, you feel that this is something great. But when he gives us, Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
Most of the pastors sitting on stage are shocked by the song. It's too simple.
The Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he
then
is
I said,
strong.
Sing Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is the answer.
That's the second song we sing.
For the world today.
Have a crusade. Yes.
Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer. For the world today. Above him there's no other.
Above him.
Jesus
Simple. That's why I'm overseeing 80 nations. Churches in 80 nations. Yes. From here up to Tahiti. Tahiti. Do you know Tahiti? Yeah. You want to go to Tahiti? The planes that go there, Air France, American Airlines, it's a holiday destination. But we have a church there. You'll be there one day. When you are faithful with little, never belittle in your mind what God has given us to speak. Don't think it's not a good message. It is everything. What can solve the problems of our world today? I honestly can't tell. So you see, when I preach, you think that maybe it's a bit simplified. Are you sure, Mr. Preacher, are you sure these problems can, you know, the world can be changed through your little, say, Jesus loves me. You know, the problems in the world are a little complicated. I wish I would meet you after church. I can hear people saying, you think the problems in the world can be solved? It's a little too oversimplified. Meanwhile, you are an art student too. But Jesus is the answer. For me, Jesus is the answer. For this world, Jesus is the answer. And let's give ourselves to this glorious mission unreservedly.
Let us never think that our time, our strength, our families are our own.
These are the words of William Carey, who took the gospel to India.
Let's give ourselves to this glorious mission unreservedly. Let us never think that our time, our strength, our families are our own. Let us dedicate them all to God and to His work. Let us give ourselves wholly, that our profiting may appear ready at 20. I'll be ready at 20, ready for the war.
Hallelujah. I am happy that I went to school, but Daddy, I thank you for sending me to school. I thank my father. If I hadn't been to school and I'm preaching like this, like you would have said that maybe it's because I lack education. I thank you, my daddy, for making me go to school. Yes. Thank you, daddy. And I did the highest. The whole country, the first 10, we were exempted. And I was number 5, the whole country, to enter the school. There was only one medical school. There were hundreds of people there. They interviewed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I was the 5th person. When I went, I asked, why do you want to be a doctor? I said, I don't know. I want to heal people. Because I didn't want to be a doctor. My father said I should be a doctor. That's the only reason why I was there. Daddy, I thank you. Wow. It sounds too simple to you to just be faithful with this little message. It's not too simple. It's the answer for the world today. Travel across the length and breadth of this world. From India to Venezuela to America. The confusion in the whole world, I tell you. I will tell you some things to check on the internet, but I don't want to tell you because I don't want you to look at those things. When you see that, hey, the world is lost. Only Jesus can save us and help us. Now, when you serve Him, He promotes you. Yes, He promotes you. It will be higher than you can ever do anything for yourself. The highest I could have ever done for myself was work at maybe Mamprobil Polyclinic or go to America or whatever. God has done more. More. Let's give ourselves to this glorious mission unreservedly. And those of you who are not full-time preachers, support us who are full-time preachers. Yes, don't have insinuations at the back of your heads.
If you are faithful with this little thing, you don't be surprised. God will promote you. He said, I'll give you 10 cities. And by the way, there's no correlation. It doesn't correspond. £1, 10 cities. £1, 10 cities. Ah. That's why sometimes when we enter the business class or first class and certain people see us there, it pains them that we are there. They say, what are you also doing here? You should sit down there. Where should the others sit? 10 cities. 10 cities. You can't relate the greatness that comes from serving God with what you can ever get for yourself. Yeah. It pains them to see pastors driving certain cars. That's why they're always trying to make a mockery of pastors. They don't understand it. Why should people give them things? Why should people give to pastors? It pains people. Why should people give them cars? Some of these young prophets, they've never been to school. You go to their houses, you see the cars that are parked there. You think that they are selling cars. How many are going to experience this kingdom promotion in your life from being a soul winner? Hallelujah. And finally, you will avoid having a murder charge. A murder charge. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. When I say to the wicked, thou shalt die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speaketh to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Huh? When he say his blood will I require, whenever blood is shed, there is a big issue. When people kill people, it's not easy. Always pray that nobody dies. Because if somebody dies, that's it. Blood has been shed. And once blood is shed, the case changes. Always pray that nobody will die. If somebody dies, everything changes. They are looking for somebody. Recently, a plane crashed. It didn't really crash, but it crash landed in a way. I forget which airline, whether it was Malaysia, one of those airlines, and somewhere. And when they crashed, they didn't really crash, but I think they crash landed. So they opened the side for people to come out. One of the people who came out was running, and rather an ambulance came to kill the person. So that is what rather changed the case. You see, and then they arrested the pilot immediately. You see, at first it wasn't a case, but when one person died, no, then it became manslaughter that somebody is dead. Uh-huh. So the souls which are going to go to hell because you were quiet or because you were rather preaching, it says, in Ezekiel 3, it says, when I say to the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, but you are rather praying for his business to prosper. You don't warn him. Now, our current way of preaching is always to bless people.
Come, let me pray for you. Your election is going to go well today. Anointing indeed, there will be, you are winning this election. I've seen something. Come, see me on Tuesday. I'll bath you and you win the election.
Now, warn, he says, warn the wicked, you die. Warn them. Warn them. You are supposed to warn people. And if you don't warn them and they die, blood, you are under arrest. A lot of people here are even under arrest in heaven. You are wanted for blood in heaven. Now, supposing I hadn't given my life to the ministry and to God, I'll be happily working as a doctor. Oh, because You know, if people don't easily die. You see, you die after your lease is over. So that's why sometimes you see that, why is this person not dying? Because you are not supposed to die. You have a time beginning and end. Job 7:1, Job 14:1. You have a time to start. So you don't easily die. Even people who are sick, you see that they don't die. Another person who is not sick rather will die. Yes. Yeah. It's a contract. Verse 5. He cometh forth. He doesn't. Verse 5. Put on verse 5. His days are determined. The number of his months are with thee. So you don't just die. So you live throughout all your months. Then when you die, you'll be smiling. Say, wow. Glory. As soon as you arrive, arrested. Blood. A big case has come. You see this act that the first love drama I've been doing. It's me. Whenever I'm watching it, I feel uneasy. I see people struggling in hell. Last week, I think there was a rich man in hell. This week, somebody was sick and he died, went to hell, and angels came to pull him back. Last minute. Reverse the verdict. I feel uneasy. And blood, he says, I will require, Ezekiel 3:17 and 18, I will require their blood. Yes, I will ask for blood. So I don't want to walk around with somebody's blood on my hand. So that's why people are not blessed. Because the blood sometimes of an entire nation where you wouldn't go as a missionary is all on your hands. Look at James McEwan. He came to Ghana. Look at Church of Pentecost. Church of Pentecost is one man's fruit. One obedient white man. One obedient white man. And the Methodist Church, Danwell, and those guys, they came all over the world. One person, William Carey, when he was dying, he said, there's nothing that I have tried to achieve that I have not achieved. I've achieved it all. Every goal I set, I have accomplished. I came to India. I've translated several translations. I've published. I've won souls. I've done the work of God. So, let us not be a church with blood on our hands. God forbid. But let us be a church that are going to say, Lord, my hands are clean. When you get to heaven, you'll be welcomed. You know, when you go to the airport to see somebody off who is not going to come back, you see people crying. Oh, don't go. But on the other side where he is going, you see another reception. People very happy. Wow, he's come. We've been waiting. So that's how it is when you die. People on this side are crying, oh, don't go. But on the other side, their happy smile is, oh, welcome, we've been waiting for you. But those who have blood on their hands, when they die, they'll be crying on this side. When you get to the other side, it's military reception. You'll be taken straight to the secret service. I mean it. Blood. I want to win every single soul healing Jesus campaign is supposed to win. I want to go to every country I'm supposed to go to. You see, when you see something like this, Ethiopia Airways crashing, it's just to frighten us. To make us afraid of traveling. And doing the will. But we'll be traveling, we'll be laboring day and night. We'll be going everywhere. Yes, we'll do his will. Yes, by the grace of God. We'll go and come for years. Serving him to the end of our days. There'll be no blood on our hands. There'll be no blood on your hands. Yes. If you are a young man and God has called you, a young girl, better obey. Otherwise, your life, you'll be shocked at the kind of issues you get into. You see, this is the root why people are not promoted. Why people don't go high. Just win souls.
Win souls. And we are not winning souls for the atmosphere. We are winning souls and bringing them to the house of God. We are campaigning for Jesus. Yes. All the souls who were here last week, they must be here next week. And more. And more. I remember when we were building this church, I said, I want to be insulted for building a too small church. Do you remember I said something like that? Yes. And I'm now receiving the insults. That's come to pass practically. So we now have to expand. What do you think? How many think that we need more space? Look at how we are so tight. Are we sardines? Do you see how sardines are packed? One on top of the other. No space at all. Even weaker, we don't have the oil that goes between the sardines. Thank God. We are going to expand. You'll be here when the expansion takes place. God will do it. More people will be saved in this church. More, you will bring people. You see, I am supposed to feed you. You go and you are supposed to give birth. The shepherd is feeding the sheep, and the sheep is giving birth every 3 months. You'll be giving birth. Yes. So you are going to win more souls. God is going to you. And you see, you will see that your problem, you stop praying about it. Yeah. Pray you don't marry one of those people who is focusing too much on marriage. You will never be free. Oh. When you go out and come, it's like, oh, we are waiting for you. But the whole day, I didn't receive 17 texts from you. Meanwhile, you've been in church the whole day. Oh. It's like, Charlie, what this and that, and what is happening? And why are you not coming? And what are you calling? Coming? I've waited for you the whole day. And why this and that? And our love is, you know, we have to focus on our marriage and we have to give ourselves to one another and we need to focus on love. And love is very important and love comes first. And, hey! God first, family second, ministry third. Who said? Too much focus on it. You see that you are going, it's not going to work. It's not going to go in. So from now, and you notice, if you just listen to the Makanae, your marriage becomes better. How many have noticed that marriage things, you've got a lot of coaching by listening to the Makanae? Only 6 people know that. The rest of you don't listen to, you are here. You are feeling lazy to raise your hand. Lay hands on your neighbor and say, Shabalaba Katayambalaba. Listen. Do you know that almost everybody here is a student? Do you know that I've never done career counseling? I've never consulted career counseling. It has never happened. But you cannot deny that as you are in the house of God, you, more than your career is being counseled. You are being guided in everything. You're advancing. That's how the word of God is. There's never even an area that is left out. So from today, what are the 3 points I gave you today? Number one is what? You'll not be sent out by persecution. It will never happen.
Amen.
It will never what?
Happen.
Yes. One day a brother called me and gave me a check for the crusade. When he gave the check, I said, no. Do you know why? Do you know what was happening to him? He was very sick. And I knew as a doctor that he was dying. And he called me to give me the check. I said, no, you need this money for your medical bills. He said, no. It's something I was going to do before the diagnosis came. I need to do this now. I need to do this. Look, don't wait for diagnosis to be sending checks. How many are going to wait for diagnosis before you know you have to send the check? No, don't do that. A pastor, I gave the money back to him. He would not accept it. I became a busy. No. Because a pastor, you are thinking of the person. And whether you give this money or not, it's not going to change much. You don't even want it. please. You know, a lot of people, they didn't listen to me when I spoke some years ago. You are going to be different. Just listen. Listen to Jesus speaking to your heart and put him first. Don't wait for any type of any trouble to obey him. Number two, qualify for kingdom promotion. 10 cities. Can you ever compare 10 cities with £1? You see that there's no correlation. Yes. There's a car that is going to be given to you. You wonder how it connects to saying Jesus loves you. What's the connection between this car and saying Jesus loves you to somebody? When you tell somebody Jesus loves you, look at the car. How are they connected? How is it connected? I don't know how. Don't ask me how. Do you ask the Apple how their phone works? You just use it. Why do you ask how these things also work? I don't like the way you ask those questions. Tell somebody, I don't like the way you ask questions about how the word of God works. You don't ask Apple, you don't ask Nokia, you don't ask Samsung, you don't ask those people how they do it. You just use it. And what's the third beautiful reason why you're going to be so? Avoid having what? A murder charge. Yes. You see that man who went to kill, crazy guy went to kill people in the mosque? Yes. Have they arrested him? I think so. The blood of the people that is being required from him. There was a guy who did a bomb. He was arrested. When they were sending him, he said, I don't care. They put him in a prison 10 feet by 7 feet. 10 feet by 7 feet. Okay, I'm 6 feet. So this is seven. This is six, this is seven. So 7 by 10. No window with everything in it. He doesn't see a human being for even to eat for life. When he was going, he was shouting, I don't care. Whatever, because he had killed people. I don't care. After he was there for some time, he started to shout. Like, he needs to see a lot. He said, I care. Now he's caring. You care? So you may be sitting here saying, I don't care about any soul, winning, blood, whatever. You may think, I don't care. You will care. You will care. Yes. I don't know what you are saying. I don't understand it. The man, when he was going, I can give you his name if you like. After church, see me. You Google it, you see. After he was there for some time, he started saying, look, he needs to see a lawyer. He needs to do one of these bombers. I don't care, whatever. If I get a chance, I'll do it again. No. This and that. 7 feet, that is. By 10. Concrete. He doesn't see any human. For food, they have something they put. It comes there. The toilet is there. Go in it. It's walk around like that. Morning to evening. For years. You care? Do you think he cares or he doesn't care? He has started caring. So I don't want anybody to say, I don't care what his bishop is saying about care, blood on his hand, and he doesn't have any, I'm not a whatever, I don't. Once I get to heaven, I don't mind. He said, if I won't tell you to warn people, that's why any high person I meet, I always lead them to Christ. Oh yes. If I sit with you, and you are the highest whatever, I will ask you to pray, I lead you to Christ. Say this after me, Jesus, forgive me. Yes. Because what have I gone to sit and just pray for you? What about if they come to ask me one day?
Do you remember some time ago you sat with so-and-so and you were telling him that rather something, something?
You should see pastors today anointing them for elections. Anoint their feet, anoint their eyes, anoint their ears, anoint their nose, anoint everywhere. without telling them to give their life and repent. Wicked people have to repent. Amazing. So make sure you don't sit with your roommate and your friend, your classmate, and you don't tell the person. They will ask you for the blood one day. And say,
excuse me, were you the one sitting by? Do you remember you were sitting on the aeroplane and then this man was sitting by you?
I was one day sitting by a man and lightning struck. You know, in Tanzania, they have lightning that kills. So we can't have crusade during the rainy season because their lightning kills people. Yeah. So we were in a plane when lightning struck the plane. The whole plane shook. And I saw the man. Immediately I knew, this one, I don't even have to preach. I said, are you afraid of dying? Are you afraid of dying? He said, yes. I said, close your eyes. Let's give your life to Jesus now. Yes. My work was easy. He cares. No one here will be asked for anybody's blood. In fact, I want us to beg God today in case there is anybody who has gone to hell because of us being quiet. I think we should pray about it. How many agree that we should pray about it? Yes. God should forgive us. And we are going to follow up. Hey, all of us, the people that were here last week, who are not here this week, don't leave us. Oh, I don't care. Let him go. Let him go to hell. No. Be afraid. Oh, I don't care. You will care. That man said, I don't care. He shouted after church, see me, I'll give you the name. We Google it and you see. He has called for appeal. He's now caring. It's not a small thing. 10 foot by 7 foot with that window for life. No matter the food they fry for you, you see that you don't know what to do. From morning, evening, you can't even kill yourself. No. Today, you are being cleared of all charges. And you are being promoted to the highest level in this life through soul winning and through evangelizing. Amen. Do you know how many have heard of Bishop Oyedepo? Raise your hand if you've heard of Winners Chapel. Yes. You know, I didn't know so much about them. When I got closer, the man is a wild soul winner. He can preach about soul winning in a way you've never heard it before. Yes. Recently, when he came to Ghana, I asked him, are you not spending the night? He said, no. Tomorrow is Saturday. I have my soul winning. Every Saturday, I go. I have to be there for that part. Saturday. I said, wow. Beautiful. No wonder he can build 44 schools in 1 year. With dormitories, halls, classrooms, and everything. Without debt. 44 schools. What do you think? Huh? I was, you are struggling to put up three-bedroom house. He's able to build 44 schools. Huh? Yes. The way to maintain relevance, to win souls. I see you rising into the highest level of promotion. Stand to your feet. All right. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, we thank you for your word today. For guiding us, your mighty spirit is working. Thank you that we will never be sent out by persecution. Thank you that we are qualifying for promotion. And thank you that we will not be charged with anybody's blood. Bless this great church and make us the mightiest soul-winning army that have ever been seen. Let us be like ants and termites that are spread everywhere and are marching relentlessly until we build the kingdom of God the way you have called us to. Thank you for this blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here and you want to give your life to Jesus,
Raise up your right hand. Pastor, I want to give my life to God today. Maybe somebody invited you to church and you want to give your life to Jesus. Raise your right hand up high and I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. Lift it up. Now, if you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front here. Come to me in the front.
Come unto Jesus. Come to Jesus.
Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to you. I will serve you for the rest of my life. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Did you say the prayer? Close your eyes, lift your hand, say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. I am a sinner. Cleanse me, Lord. Wash me, Lord, with the blood of Jesus. I receive you, Jesus, as my Savior and my Lord. Please write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I'm giving you my books quickly. One of these books, How to Be Born Again. Wow. How old are these little children? How old are you, my dear? 5. Oh, you are 5 years old to join us properly. And how old are you? 6. And how old are you? 6. Do you love Jesus? Wow. And how about you? 7. 3 more years. And you can be with us. How many know that our church membership has been lowered to 10? From 10, you can be in the church. How old are you? 13. Beautiful. You are a full member. How old are you? Huh? 10 years old. Come. That's a full member now. Come this way, my dear. Oh, what's your name?
Doreen.
What? Doreen. This is a full member now. When you are 10, she knows things. Do you know things?
No.
You don't know things? She doesn't know much. Beautiful. Can you read this book I've given you?
You can read it?
Yes, sir.
She can read my book. After we close, all of you here, please come to this side where the people are waving. Where they are waving. When we close, come there. Okay? God bless you. What's your name? Huh? Maxwell Akono. Wow. God bless you, Maxwell. How old are you, Maxwell? 28 years old. Wow. That's a blessing. All right. 28 years, you are a grandfather in this church. Okay, you may go back to your seat. 28 there, you are like in the elders crowd. If you are above 30, you are ancient of days. You may be seated. It's time for quick communion. Communion.
Body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed.
Luke 24 and verse 30. Everybody, look at this. We are going to receive our communion. Luke 24 verse 30. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and what? Blessed it. And break it. And gave it to them. That is what we are about to do. We are about to take bread. We are breaking the bread. And we are about to eat it. Now verse 31. And their eyes were opened.
Wow. And their eyes were open. Put the two verses together. He took bread, he broke it, all right, and blessed it and gave it to them, and their eyes were open. So as you take this bread, your eyes are going to be open. You are going to see what you've never seen before. You are going to understand what you've never understood before. And the Bible says, and they knew him. You will know God. I say, you will know God. You will know Jesus. Wow. And then he vanished out of their sight. So it was the bread that opened their eyes. And the bread that they blessed and ate that opened the eyes of the disciples. So right now, as we take it, you know, whatever you have not understood up to now, you will understand. Somebody calls you stupid. After this communion, he can never say you are stupid, because your eyes are opening in the name of Jesus. God is doing a great thing. Stand to your feet. Lift up the bread and let us bless it. Today I've been given unleavened bread. Is it also for you the same? Everybody has unleavened bread? Wow. As we bless this bread and we break it, your eyes will be opened. What you haven't, some of you haven't seen certain airports before. Your eyes will be opened and you will travel to those places. In the name of Jesus. God is doing something. Your eyes are being opened. Revelation, visions. Visions for your life. Direction for your life. Father, we thank you as we take this bread. Bless it. We bless it, Lord. Let our eyes be opened in a new way. Whatever we are blind to, open our eyes to it. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. The body of Jesus Christ. Now, the blood. This is for your mistakes. How many have told a lie before? How many have fornicated before? How many have stolen before? How many have been jealous before? How many have fought before? How many have been doing all these things over and over, and after confessing that you do it again? Father, we come before the blood. Let there be forgiveness for all of us. And let there be mercy for your children. Thank you, Father. The blood of Jesus. Now lift your hands. The Lord make you fruitful. The Lord multiply you. That thou mayest become a multitude. Become a multitude. The Lord bless your hands. The Lord anoint your eyes. Make you see what you've never seen before. The Lord give you the goodness of God. The goodness of Ghana and the goodness of the country that you are in. Receive the goodness of the country that you are in. I said, receive the goodness of the country that you are living in. In Jesus' name. The Lord give you the fatness of the country that you are living in. So here in Ghana, may you receive the fatness of Ghana. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to your corn, to your wine,
to your oil, to your storeroom, and I say, be filled. Be filled. Be filled. Be filled. In Jesus' name. I prophesy to your bank accounts. I prophesy to your savings. I prophesy to your possessions. And I say, the Lord give you plenty of possessions. What you have never seen before, may your eyes be open now and see it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your star is rising and you are shining. I decree and declare, whatever resists your shining is cut off in Jesus' name. Whatever resists your rising is set aside in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let people serve thee. I said, let people serve thee. I said, let people serve thee. I said, let people serve thee. I don't think you are hearing it well. This blessing is a short sentence, but it has a great meaning. Let people serve thee. Let people serve thee. Let people serve thee. Let me hear your loudest amen. Be Lord over your brethren. Amen. I don't think you heard it. I said, be Lord over your brethren. Amen. Be Lord over your brethren. Be Lord over your brethren. I don't know who your brothers and sisters are. I don't know who your cousins are. I don't know who your relatives are, but I prophesy and I say, be Lord over your brethren. Let me hear your loudest amen. Be Lord. Be Lord. I'm making you a Lord over your brethren. Be Lord. 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 Be Lord over thy brethren. Receive it in Jesus' name. Let nations bow down before thee. Let your mother's sons come and bow down before thee. Receive the blessing of the Lord. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Lift your hand and say, I receive it. I receive it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you. I have made them Lord over their brethren. I have made their mother's sons to come and bow down before them. I have made them fruitful. I have made them into a multitude according to the word that you give to me. Thank you, for this has come to pass practically. In the name of Jesus. And everyone shouted, amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.